Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Sahaja Yoga, Heal and Integrate Your Subtle Energy System is the fifth book from Saraswati Raman and consists of three parts. The book also deals with the application of Sahaja Yoga techniques for curing various diseases, including stress and psychosomatic diseases. Saraswati, who has been practicing meditation since her college days, took up Sahaja Yoga 20 years ago, and life changed dramatically for her. Her career got a lift. She could complete her MBA degree with specialization in banking and finance. She even has an MD in alternative medicine from the Indian Board for Alternative Medication. She is a retired banker, presently a writer, yoga teacher, and energy healer. Saraswati Raman, author of Sahaja Yoga, Heal and Integrate Your Subtle Energy System, is joining us via Skype from India on This Week in America. Saraswati, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure to be talking to you, Rick Bratton. Thank you so much for having me with you.
It is our pleasure. So much to talk about during the course of the program. This is the fifth of five books you've written. You've got a remarkable personal story to tell as well. What was the inspiration for this book, the fifth one that you've written? What was the motivation behind this?
The motivation for me was to share my experiences after a traumatic 16-year medication for schizophrenia. It started off as an incident when I was meditating and my soul went out of my body on that night, and I didn't know when it came back. The whole experience was a very disjointed kind of experience after that, and when I was diagnosed for schizophrenia and I was put under medication, but I continued my work in the office as a banker, and because of my good concentration ability and focus on my work, nothing mishap was noticed in my work.
Right.
But I was silently isolating myself. My emotions were getting numbed. The feelings were numbed. I had no ambition, no desire, just work, work, work. And then one fine day in the year 2000, I was introduced to Sahaja Yoga by one of my colleagues. And the very first session, something clicked in me. And I held it on like a life-saving kind of a thing. And I practiced meditation from that day. Every day I would attend to centers where the meditation was going on. And life simply transformed. And after 3 years, I got courage enough to even give up the medicine overnight. And after that, it's been 20 years now, and I've not touched the medicine. So that is a remarkable turnaround that has happened. And besides that, I also, my intellect developed. The energy channels got opened up. With the result, I was able to do MBA, MD in alternative medicine, and I got promotions in the office. In fact, I became a faculty in the staff training college for training others in the bank. So that was a good recognition, and I felt very much integrated, both physically, mentally, intellectually, and most of all, spiritually. So I was inspired to tell the story to others, and I wanted to take it to the people so that others may get benefited. There are so many people who are suffering from depression, stress, sorrow, and it can be easily overcome with this kind of meditation.
And
that was my inspiration.
Well, yes, and you're a living example that this does work, and it's amazing the transformation in your life. As you talk about, you were just sort of getting by, and all of a sudden life changed dramatically. Incredible success in the years since you have changed your approach to this and did away with the medication. Let's talk about the overall theme of the book. Give us briefly the essence of your book, Sahaja Yoga, Heal and Integrate Your Subtle Energy System.
Yes, this book divides into three parts. The first part deals with the Sahaja Yoga meditation system as such. It begins with how the process of Kundalini is awakened, and it is passed made to pass through the central channel, that is the Sushumna Nadi, and through the various chakras or the subtle energy centers until it passes one by one and reaches the fontanel bone area on the Sahasrara or the fontanel bone area on top of the head. And from there, it is made to connect to the cosmic power which is there all around, and that cosmic connection to the cosmic power energizes, brings more energy into the body, and this energy is spread out through all the 62,000 nerve channels that are there in the body. And the process of awakening and the process of maintaining this is and the balance of the left and the right parasympathetic nervous system is what is described in the first part. And it also shows how this method can be used for curing various kinds of diseases without any medication whatsoever. The second part has to deal with the music, how various sounds can be used for energizing the various chakras. Just like we have the seven notes of the Hindustan classical music, Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa, Da, Ni, Sa. That is just like Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, which is there in the Western music. So also each has a certain vibration, which is corresponding to each of the energy centers in the body. Like Sa corresponds to Muladhar, Re corresponds to Swadhisthan, and so on up to the Sahasrara. So when we sing those notes, those frequencies match the energy centers, and the energy centers get activated, uplifted, or cleared also. If there are any stress or energy blockages, energy blocks in those centers, those can be removed by singing those notes. So that is the second part, how to use certain combination of various frequencies to clear our to even activate our glands, like pituitary glands, pineal gland, and all those things. The third part has to deal with various incarnations, how the divine incarnated on this earth for activating the energy centers of the Virata Purusha, that is the cosmic person at the cosmic level or the macrocosmic level. Those energy centers are there. Those energy centers have to be activated at that level, which is not possible for a human being. So a divine person incarnates. For example, Rama of the Ramayana incarnated on this earth to activate the heart center, the central heart center. Then Krishna incarnated to activate the Vishuddhi, the throat center. Jesus Christ incarnated to activate the Agya Chakra or the third eye center on the forehead. So like this, various incarnations incarnated to activate these energy centers at the macrocosmic level, after which the centers are activated in the human being. Human beings' energy centers are activated at the microcosmic level. So that is the third part, which deals with various incarnations, right from the stage of the fish and the crocodile and other the tortoise, and then later how Lakshmi Narayan, Rama, Krishna, Christ, Buddha, Mahavir, then Adi Shakti is Sri Mataji Nirmala Devi, the founder of the Sahaja Yoga meditation system. She activated the seventh energy center, the Sahasrara, which integrates all the energy centers together, which keeps us in a sort of a balanced way. This is the gist of the whole book.
And the book
progressively goes from a simpler level of introducing the Sahaja Yoga system, then how to use sounds and music, and then goes to a more deeper level of the whole cosmos.
That's what's so impressive with the book. You sort of take our hand and walk us through this, starting with simple techniques and simple terms that we can understand, and then you go through the process. The book is Sahaja Yoga, Heal and Integrate Your Subtle Energy System, by our guest on the program, Saraswati Raman. The book's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. We'll give you her website here in just a few seconds. The video portion of this is up on YouTube, and if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, you can see the video. Saraswati, the camera moved just a little bit. If you could pull it down a little bit, that would work. Perfect. There we go. So go check out the video of this. It's even more impactful when you can actually see Saraswati talking about this. Why do you think the book is relevant in today's context? And is it relevant today, do you think, and why?
Yes, it is very much relevant, particularly in the recent times, because after the opening of the Sahasrara in 1972, at the macrocosmic level, there has been a burst of spirituality across the world. We see many, many Western people also coming and embracing the Eastern, Eastern spiritual thought processes and the ancient Indian teachings. And these things are so relevant today. Yoga has spread across the world. Yoga is generally believed to be asanas or exercises and pranayama, that is the breathing techniques. But there is much, much more to yoga. It is ultimately yoking, that is connecting to the divine. So this is what is dealt with in the Sahaja Yoga technique, where the human energy system is connected with the cosmic power, so that we can work in synchronization with the cosmic intention, cosmic power, and bring about so many good things in the world. In fact, United Nations has recognized the 21st of June as a International Yoga Day. So when a recognition has come from at the international level for bringing about peace in the whole world as such, so then how much more a thought is needed to be given to the subject, so that we can go into the intricacies of it and keep alive that ancient knowledge which has been in India, which the sages and saints of India have been practicing in the Himalayas, to keep it alive and bring it into mainstream, bringing into daily life, where we can practice it even in our workplace. So that we can have a balanced life, a peaceful life, and bring about a peace in the entire world.
Well, you touched on that. This really is a topic that's trending in the news, not just here in the United States, but worldwide as well. And you take it like a step further, don't you? You really let us give us some insight so we can apply it to our daily lives.
Yes, we can apply Sahaja Yoga method by just practicing the 10 this meditation 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening. Thereby, we balance the left channel and the right channel. There is a left channel and a right channel in our body, which is called Ida Nadi and the Pingala Nadi. If there is excess, if we are bent on the left side to a greater extent, then we will be in our past. We will be living in our past. That is, if there is too much of going into the past, like if you are depressed, if you are taking drugs and things like that, you might go into the collective subconscious also, which is very dangerous. Whereas, and on the other hand, if you are too much right-sided, that is, if you're too much hyperactive, which is generally noticed even today, we are overstressed, overstraining ourselves, and overly multitasking. Multitasking is good, but when we do it extra, we tend to go right-sided. That is, we become futuristic. And futuristic is also not good. What happens, what we can do is only in the present. To be in the present, we should balance these left channel and right channel and be in the central channel. That is what is the aim of Sahaja Yoga. Sahaja Yoga is spontaneous meditation. Spontaneously we do things. So only when we are in the present, when we are in the moment, then only we can do things spontaneously. We can respond to the things which come in front of us, rather than react to the things. If we are either in the past or in the future, we will tend to react from our state of mind. Whereas if you are in the present, then we will respond. We will respond more intelligently, more balanced, more in concern or in empathy with the person in front of us or in the situation in front of us. So then the result will be better. Our decisions will be correct. We'll be more in control over ourselves. There will be no discord or dispute, because we will be aware of the feelings of the other person in front of us, of the situation, and we will respond more intelligently.
This is such a fascinating and important topic. And boy, we could spend a couple of hours at least talking about this. The time is going by way too quickly. The book is Sahaja Yoga, Heal and Integrate Your Subtle Energy System. I mentioned the book was available at Amazon. I know you're very proud and working on your new website. What is your website that we can go directly and get information on you and order your books?
Yes, my website is www.saraswatiraman.com, SARASWATIRAMAN.com. And both the books are given in the website, both for the Author Reputation Press site, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. So the links are given on the website just below the book title, book cover page picture. And you can just click on that and it will take you to the site and you can purchase the book.
What do you hope are the key takeaways from the book? When people read the book and just in hearing about it, I can see this book would be life-changing for me and for so many people. What are the takeaways you hope people remember from reading the book?
The most important takeaway would be how to be balanced in your life day in and day out, whatever may be the situation that is thrown at you, whatever may be the crisis that may be thrown at you, you will be so balanced because you'll be in the moment. And I would like people to go to page number 69 to 70, 69, 70, where a short 7 points are there, where I give the qualities which a person can generate, even if it is absent. It is inherently there in the energetic level, but because of past experiences or blockages, those qualities may be subdued. So those qualities can be activated, such as, for example, the base chakra, innocence, purity, wisdom. Then you have second chakra, creativity. Third chakra, satisfaction and contentment. Then the fourth chakra, courage and immunity. There is so much of AIDS going around, that autoimmune diseases. If the heart chakra is activated, where the white corpuscles are generated and preserved, then those diseases can be overcome. Then we have the Vishuddhi chakra for communication, for having good relations with people. The Agya chakra, forgiveness, which stands for forgiveness. And when you forgive people, your sense of discrimination opens. You will just know what is right and what is wrong. Just like how a swan, it is said that a swan, if you put a bowl of milk and water in front of the swan, it will drink only the milk from the mixture. So our discriminative power, the sense of discrimination, will be so perfect that we will choose only the right. So that is how what happens when the Agya chakra gets opened. And finally, the Sahasrara, where there is an integration of the whole personality. You become a beautiful being, pleasure to be with, good to talk to, and a nice feeling to be with. And nothing can go wrong there. So that is the beauty of activation and keeping your energy chakras clean. So these are the qualities that we can develop. That is the key takeaway that would be on page 69, 70 in my book. So there are so many things. Even in the second part, there are notes, combination of notes, which can help to clear certain glands where you have a problem of the pineal gland, or if you have the pituitary gland, even in the for curing diabetes. You have musical notes, and if you just sing those notes, that insulin production will be balanced. So it's just great. There are n number of secrets there.
Boy, that's yes. There's something there for everybody, isn't there, that's going to enhance our lives. And I'm going to give you the information on the book in a second. We've got about 2 minutes left in the program. This is the fifth book that you've written, and you'll get information wherever you look on all of the books that Saraswati has written. Talk briefly about those, and I know you're very proud of those, and they've been life-altering for people as well.
Yeah, the book began as the secret to self, the Sahaja Yoga, the secret to self-unfoldment and transformation. The second book was The Mystery of Sound. Third was about incarnations. All of the three have been combined in this book, and a few more additional chapters have been included for healing the various diseases. those chapter few about 3-4 chapters have been added to make it as a combined volume, so that everything is in one place. Then there is another book called Sahaja Yoga, an experiential treatise, which is a translation from the Marathi book written by Mr. V. N. Phadke, who is no more. He had written it in Marathi. Now this is a translation. There are several incidents where Sahaja Yoga has been applied to cure various diseases. So it is like a first-hand experience. So there are several incidents there, right from ordinary cold and cough and fever to even mystical things like beyond death, how to reach the, how to connect with the people, who, your ancestors and things like that. So there are many things in that book also. That's also available. Links to the Amazon and Barnes & Noble is also given on the website. You can definitely get there.
That is, you've done such an excellent job in reaching people, touching people with these books. Are you working on something now, in another book?
I've been working on the next step, which is very, very far off, very far-reaching, and that is Yogeshwari. It is a book, it's again a Sanskrit scripture, a very ancient Sanskrit scripture, which disappeared from the earth for many years. Then it was it was brought back in the 17th century by Maharaj Yogindracharya, who lived for 227 years from 1499 to 1727. Now that book, which he has written a commentary on it in Sanskrit, I've translated into Marathi. It is yet to be published. It will be shortly coming out. It's a big volume, about 950 pages or so. So that will be released maybe in another year, in next year's most probably. Yes, I'm working right now. Besides that, I'm working on how I'll be able to connect with people one-on-one so that I can reach, give them a first-hand experience of this. I have yet to develop that site for that and a sort of a platform for that. I'll soon be coming with it.
So we'll be watching for that. This book is like having a personal invitation, a personal teacher to get you through all of these difficulties in life that we were talking about with Saraswati is like right there at your side. The book is Sahaja Yoga, Heal and Integrate Your Subtle Energy System, Saraswati Raman, and her website is saraswatiraman.com. That's, I'm going to spell it here, Saraswatiraman. And if you go to our website, we'll have it there so you can link on and go directly to her website. The book available, as she mentioned, at Amazon, at authorreputationpress.com, Barnes & Noble as well. Saraswati, the time has gone by way too quickly. It's been fascinating. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
It's a pleasure being with you. Thank you so much, Rick Bratton. Thank you very much.
It is our pleasure. And again, information on Saraswati's books available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.